And good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Thursday morning. Dave says it was 13 degrees. That's good enough for me. That's chamber weather here today in the month of February. Certainly wasn't the other day. We've got Jason Smith, President and CEO of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Phyllis. How are you today? It's a beautiful day in Manhattan.
Certainly is. I'm great. And I think Dave's doing better, too, now that we're about 30 degrees warmer than we were, 48 hours ago, Dave?
Yeah, but it's still going to take a lot more.
I could use a little more warmth, for sure. Before we get started, and I know you guys have said this before, but I just want to reiterate, all the folks who have to work outside, whether it's part of their normal job or whether they're out clearing the streets or some other activity to keep us safe, just a huge thank you. That's unbelievable. I was even, my wife and I went to the basketball game last night, and I was thinking about the people who were collecting money for the parking and thinking, man, what awful weather to have to sit out and collect money at a basketball game. So shout out to all you folks, man. Good on you. That's awesome, and thank you for keeping us safe.
You know, also a shout out to Manhattan firefighters. They had 3 blazes yesterday. Now, it wasn't negative numbers, but boy, it's still cold.
Oh yeah, with that water going.
Goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
No kidding. And those guys are tough.
And you know, the cold weather kind of impacted K-State's offense. Man, 41 points. Can you believe that?
Dave, what's wrong with our shooting?
They've been watching me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I have no idea. I've only watched one game this year. You know, I kind of have taken a back seat out of a lot of the things, so I can't address that. I mean, coach can't even address it.
Yeah. I've been to a few. They play hard and recently have played better defense, and if the ball just doesn't seem to want to go into the basket, it's like it has an aversion to it. I don't know.
I did see a highlight last night of a pretty fine alley-oop play. That may be ESPN's highlights, but it's a frustrating thing for a lot of folks. And I know that it's been a big disappointment for fans, and equally it's a big disappointment the way the season's gone for the coaching staff and the players and everybody up at the sports department up at K-State. So.
Well, again, kudos to those kids for continuing to play hard.
It's a weird scenario. I mean, it's almost like it's practice.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have fans, and the fan base, especially when you get to that Sunflower Showdown, the fans are a big part of that.
Yep. Yeah, it was definitely not a normal basketball crowd.
No.
It was very
subdued. No.
But anyway. Well, enough about basketball. Let's talk about Manhattan and jobs and economic development.
Sounds good to me. We got lots to get to here this hour. We'll cover all that. Let's start with first. You have a big thing coming up tomorrow. Your annual meeting is happening.
Yeah, it is, and we're real excited about it. It was obviously an event that was a little bit in doubt as to whether we would be able to have it at all, but it is. It's important for us for a couple of reasons. Number one, it is the event at which we transition our board leadership. So it's the last official meeting for Larry Shope, whose chairmanship was 2020. And it's the first official duty of our new chair, Mark Bechamp, with Olson. And so that's where we recognize that change in leadership and recognize board members who are going off and introduce our new board members. So that's why we couldn't delay it. It's part of our process of transitioning from one year to the next. The other big thing that we do at the annual meeting is to give out our awards. And so we give out the Lou Fisher Citizen of the Year, C. Clyde Jones Volunteer of the Year. And then new this year, we're giving out a Young Professional of the Year. So an award we're real excited about. And we'll be doing that as well. So instead of going all virtual or instead of trying to have it all in person, our event team, which Charlotte Meisinger heads up and our leadership worked on a hybrid model. And so we worked with the health department and got approval based on our our COVID protocols for 150 people to meet in the Manhattan Conference Center, which is obviously well below their capacity. It's about 10%, I think, of their, or maybe less than 10% of their capacity. And then we will broadcast that live on Facebook Live. And so, and that was something that we did with another event in the fall that Dave actually emceed for us, our awards event. And we had over 2,000 people view that event. And so we think this is a great opportunity for people who don't normally get to go or may normally not go to the annual meeting to actually get to see it and see what goes on and get to see those award presentations. We normally keep that confidential where the award winners don't even know. This year, because of the hybrid situation, we did have to notify the award winners, but no one else knows who those award winners are at this point. And so that's something that'll be fun. And then just to get to hear from our previous chair and our new chair about things that they felt were important in 2020 and things that we'll be doing moving into 2021. I think particularly for chamber members and those associated with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, I think it's just good information to have. So we did get all of our tickets filled and all our seats filled, and we'll have four at a table, which is normally can be set for 8 to 10. And so we feel very comfortable that the people that are attending the event will be safe, and we're excited about getting to see people again. And hopefully, if you get a chance, you can tune in on Facebook on our page and watch either live, or it will be recorded, and you can obviously go back and watch at a later time.
Well, that's cool. It's great that you're able to have that. Such a neat event. I got to go a couple of years ago, and I really enjoyed myself and really getting to hear the stories of each of these folks. I think that's the key piece for me is to see the award winners and get to hear their stories. And it's just it goes to show you how many leaders we have here in our community.
Yeah. And it was really hard for the group that picked the winner this year. And there's so many people in this community went above and beyond, particularly during COVID and the challenges we had during this crisis. It was very difficult, but I think the award winners are definitely worthy. You know, one of the things that I think this gives us the opportunity to do as well, and I know our Laurie, who was the chair in 2020, was out visiting with members one day, and somebody mentioned how easy her year was because there weren't a lot of events, and so I think what a lot of people don't understand that actually we had a lot of other things that we were working on over the past year, particularly as it related to COVID. So the emergency loan fund, the grants through the county, we helped a number of people identify federal and state programs that they were eligible for funding, and just trying to touch base on a consistent basis with people and get their back when hours were a little iffy. We were posting all the hours, or people who were closed, how they could order products. I mean, we spent a lot of time trying to engage not just our members, but the entire community, business community, on opportunities to make it through that better than trying to do it on their own. We had a number of different training sessions and speakers and people who were advising businesses on how to operate. It was actually a ton of things that we did over the last year, not to mention some of the advancements we made with our economic development program and the pivoting that our tourism group did over the past year. So we actually think we have a really good story to tell from the last year, despite all the challenges. And we'll be issuing our annual report. So everybody at the banquet will get a copy of the annual report, and then we'll post it online afterwards and send links out to everybody. But it really was, in spite of the really horrible, difficult situation we went through, we as a chamber and as the staff and our leadership, I think we were able to help and accomplish a great deal.
Yeah, our business is still reaping the benefits of that that loan program. How's that going here at this point?
So the emergency loan program was, if you remember, was only supposed to serve as a bridge until there was some federal and state money that was available. So it pretty much ran its course. The majority of it was out within a month. But it pretty much ran its course in 2 to 3 months. So we have a number, we've had a few that have paid the whole amount back, whether it was when they got their PPP or maybe when they were able to reopen or they worked with their bank on restructuring some of their other debt. But otherwise, everyone else has started the repayment process, and those were 0% interest. We gave everybody 4 to 5 month deferrals, and so they're and they're paying it back over 4 years. So it's not a difficult repayment process for most people, but it was really needed. If you remember that first month or so when people had to close, their rent was still due, their utilities still had to be paid. In some instances, their suppliers, they had supplier debt that had to be paid, and the PPP hadn't been developed yet, and quite frankly, Kansas hadn't been declared a disaster yet, so there was no SBA disaster funds available. So we really targeted that to help that through that initial period, and fortunately, the commission was very gracious in providing that those funds, and we were glad to get to help with that.
Well, I know a lot of businesses are still struggling, and it's tough to see any businesses shut down. For the large part, it doesn't look like we've seen a lot of, although I did see, I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago, Widgets closed down, and that was sad to see. I know for a lot of parents, but you know, a business like that's had a real tough go of it here.
Yeah, it's an incredibly difficult time, particularly, and we've talked about this before on here and in other places. The highest impact are unfortunately the small locally owned businesses, and those are the businesses that give communities their character. Every community has a Walmart. Most communities have Targets. Most communities have big grocery stores. The thing that gives communities their character are their small locally owned businesses. So the restaurants and the retailers and the service providers this has been harder on them than it's been on the larger. And so we are obviously still very concerned, and we talk to people on a regular basis. And we were glad to see that there was another round of PPP was approved in November in December. And we expect to see something else that comes out, potentially out of the new stimulus bill, but we can't, as a country, we can't keep doing that, right? I mean, at some point that becomes very challenging to continue to prop up businesses. And so we're obviously extremely concerned and are doing everything in our power to help those that need it the most.
All right. Well, it's 9:19. Why don't we take our first break? We'll come back more with Jason Smith, Chamber of Commerce President and CEO, in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.